朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
弟兄姊妹们平安。 我不晓得大家能不能脑筋里面假装 想象一幅图画啊。
Let's try to imagine an image.
我们 SVCA 有些弟兄姊妹出去 picnic 啊，出去野餐。
That some brothers and sisters from VCA went out to picnic.
在一条河的旁边，我们在那里野餐。
By a river, we are having a picnic.
突然有一条船过来，上面大概有十一二个人，结果船翻了。
And then all of a sudden, a boat came by, and then the boat flipped.
很多弟兄姊妹跳下去去救他们，结果把九个人救上来了。
And many people jump into the river and rescue nine of them.
然后有三四个被水继续冲下去了。
But yes, three or four kept being drifted in the river.
虽然救起来这九个人，我们心里面非常非常的高兴。
Yes, we will rejoice for rescuing nine.
可是我们心里面还是担心那几个被冲走的人。
We will still be very concerned about the rest of them being drifted.
我们何等希望当水流把他们带下去的时候，他们还是有机会抓住石头，抓住树枝能够得救。
How we wish that as they continue to float, there will be a chance that they could hold on to a branch or a rock or something.
我也相信当这样子的九个人被我们拉上来的时候，我们全部人心里面都太高兴了。
And I'm sure when we, after we rescue nine, we will be so happy.
那不过是免除了今生的死亡，
but,
但是圣经上告诉我们有一个永活的审判。
But that act will only save them from the death of the body, but yet the Bible tells us there will be an eternal death.
所以我希望弟兄姊妹，我们能够看重所有传福音的机会。
So we hope that we will cherish and really take seriously every chance to share the gospel.
因为对不信主的人来说，他们不知道这件事情的重要性。
For the non-believers, they do not know how important that is.
但是对我们基督徒来说，这件事情太真实了。
But for us Christians, that is so real.
所以腓立比教会从头一天直到如今，甚至直到基督的日子，他们是同心合意的在兴旺福音。
So the church at Philippi, from the first day until now, even until the day of the Lord, they are they wholehearted advance the gospel.
在新城的婚礼上面，这个我的儿子被考说他最喜不是我的媳妇被考说我儿子最喜欢圣经哪一卷书，然后我知道他居然也是最喜欢腓立比书。
At Ethan's wedding banquet, there was a game, and then my son, and then was asked of his favorite book, and his favorite book was the.
我相信我们很多人都很喜欢腓立比书。
I'm sure a lot of us like Philippians.
不光腓立比教会是一个最让保罗得安慰、一个模范的教会。
Not only that, the church at Philippi was a church that comforted Paul's heart and was a model church.
写这卷书的保罗也实在是所有侍奉主的人的一个榜样。
And even the author Paul is also a model servant of God.
然后这一卷书的信息本身
，and even the message in this book.
几乎 把整个基督教的那个核心价值，那个最高的境界把它表达出来。
It actually described the core value of Christianity and the highest realm.
所以我希望中英文的弟兄姊妹，年长的、年轻的、刚得救的、信主多年的，我们都好好的再来读这一卷书。
We hope that we will take this book seriously, no matter what kind of Christian, young or old, senior or mature.
像例如说，我们今天要读的这一段圣经。
For example, the passage we're going to read about.
在我们读之前，我就先挑战大家一件事情。
Before we read this passage, I'd like to challenge everyone.
到底什么是我们人生的 mission statement? 你整个人生。我不晓得中文怎么翻哈 ，mission statement， 就是你怎么样去写你人生的宣言好了哈。
So what would be your mission statement for your life？
到底我们活着为什么
？Why do we live？
这个不是随便写的。
It's not something that you can casually put down。
就是当你写出来的时候，这个东西是能够抓住你，能够控制你的人生的。
Because after you put it down, it will be something that will direct you and control you。
它甚至可以强到一个地步。
It could be so strong to a point.
你可以说我是为之生，为之活，为之死。
You can even claim that I was born and live and die for this.
如果我们没有一个这么清楚的人生的标杆的话，
But if we do not have such a clear life goal,
其实我们的人生是随波逐流。
Then our life will be just drifting away.
这个世界的潮流是怎样，我们就跟着世界的潮流去了。
We just follow the current of this world.
然后你要知道，整个世界是往下走的。
And you have to know that the entire world is going downward,
而且是快速的往下走。
And it was very fast.
你看，不久前连美国的国家连宪法都通过同性恋是可以的。
Not long ago, even the constitution.Even the Supreme Court passed the same-sex marriage in America.
你更不要说有在很多我们看不见的地方，我们不知道的时候，这个美国不知道发生了多少的事情。
And I'm sure there will be a lot of things happening around us in America that we do not know.
美国是这样，其他的国家其实是一样的。
So America is like this, and then the rest of the country in the world are not much better.
到底我们整个人生，我们的 mission statement 是什么？我们人的使命到底是什么？
So what is our mission statement? What is our mission?
我二十年前跟大概三百多个传道人一起去参加一个聚会。
About 20 years ago, I went with 300 other servants of God to a conference.
美国一个很有名的神学院的教授，神学院院长来跟我们传道人讲道。
And a dean from a very famous seminary school came to preach to us.
他说哥伦布在十五世纪末期发现新大陆。
At the end of the 15th century, Columbus discovered America.
大概是1492年哈、
1492.
在他还没有到新大陆之前，船上的人问他说我们要去哪里。
But before he discovered America, the crews on the ship asked him, where are we going?
他说 I don't know, 我不知道。
He says, I don't know.
等到他们到了新大陆的时候，人家问他说我们现在在哪里。
But after they landed on this continent,His crews ask him, so where are we now?
他说 I don't know either, 我也不知道。
He says, I don't know either.
等到他回到西班牙的时候，人家问他说你们曾经去过哪里，他还是说 I don't know.
And after he went back to Spain, people asked, so where have you been? And he still says, I don't know.
所以那个神学院的院长有点半嘲笑我们这些做传道人的，就跟哥伦布一样。
So the dean was kind of half mocking us preachers.Just like Columbus.
我们讲道的时候不知道要讲什么，讲的时候也不知道自己在讲什么，讲完了以后问你讲过什么，也不知道讲过什么。
Before we preach, we don't know what we're going to preach. When we preach, we don't know what we are preaching. And after we preach, we don't know what we have preached.
那你就算你们嘲笑我们传道人好吧 ？How about 我们的人生
？Okay, let alone the preachers. What about our life?
同样的问题，到底我们往哪里去？很多人说我不知道。
Same questions. Where are you going? Many people will say, I don't know.
到底你现在在干什么？我不知道。
Exactly. What are you doing? And then you might say, I don't know.
等到你人生结束的时候，人家问你说你这一生最不遗憾的是什么？可能还是 I don't know.
So at the end of the life, if someone asks you, what is the thing that you do not agree?Regret, and you probably still say, "I don't know."
So, 我们今天要读的这一段的圣经，其实它是把整个基督徒一个很核心、很高的境界，把它摆在我们的面前。
So, actually, the passage we're going to read about presented to us this core value and very high realm of Christianity.
如果我们真的了解而且被它来掌握的话
，if we truly understand and being directed by it.
我们不仅仅掌握了整个基督教最核心的价值
，Not only that, we will lay hold of the core value of Christianity.
我们也能够才能够真正的成为一个基督徒，活出一个基督徒真实的价值。
Then we can be a real Christian and then live a Christian life.
我们这个基督徒，我们这一生能否讨神喜悦，能否过得胜的生活，能否能够真正的蒙福？都关键在今天很重要的经文里面。
The key whether we can live a life that pleases the Lord and glorify God, it all depends on this passage.
我想我广告做够了，我们来读好不好
？Okay, that was enough commercial. Let's read the passage now.
好，我们读腓立比书第一章。
Philippians chapter one.
其实我讲台的分段很难哈，照着经文的分段，今天应该是从十二节开始，所以我在纲要上还是写的十二节，有一些的 overlap， 希望大家能够了解。
Actually, it's hard to divide the passage, so we will start from chapter from verse 12, but there might be some overlapping.
因为十二节保罗在那里描述他现在在监狱里面的境况。
Starting from verse 12, Paul was describing his condition in prison.
他为了主的缘故。 被放在罗马监狱里面。
Well, the Lord said he was in prison in Roman prison.
而在他受捆绑的时候
，while he was in chains，
在他受监禁不自由的时候
，while he was in confinement and without freedom，
他写的腓立比书。
He wrote down this book.
所以我们读一节做代表就好了。十二节，弟兄们，我愿意你们知道，我所遭遇的事，更是叫福音兴旺。
Verse 12, it says, But I want you to know, brethren, that the things which happened to me have actually turned out for the furtherance of the gospel.
你可以管得住这个人，不是能够关得住这个人，但是你关不了他的影响力。
Yes, you can confine this person, but not his influence.
你可以让他肉身上上手铐捆锁这个人，但是他的使命感永远不能被捆锁的。
You can put a chain on his physical body, but not on his missions.
他所遭遇的事不仅仅在是受了这些的捆锁，他说更是叫福音兴旺。
Not only that he was confined in chains, but yet this caused the gospel to be furthered.
换句话说，原来他能够一直传福音，现在被关在监狱里面，他更能传福音啊。
In other words, he was able to preach the gospel. Now, after he was in prison, he was still able to preach the gospel.
所以任何一个人绝对没有不爱主的理由。
So there's no one that will have an excuse not to love the Lord.
我们没有一个人可以找到理由能够脱卸我们的使命。
We cannot find any excuse to escape from our mission.
哦，你不能说我现在是学生太忙了，我没有空爱主。
You can't say I'm a student, I'm too busy, I don't have time to love the Lord.
哦，你不能说哎呀，我现在怀孕了，害喜，我不能爱主。
You can't say oh, I'm pregnant, I have morning sickness, so I cannot love
the Lord. 或者我刚刚换了一个工作，我不能够爱主，我没有时间爱主。
Or I just got a new job, I'm too busy, I don't have time for the Lord.
保罗给我们活出来的见证就是，不管他的遭遇是什么。
But Paul gave us a good example and testimony, no matter what happened to him.
他能够叫基督，能够叫基督在他身上照常显大。
But he was always able to have Christ magnified on his body.
好，我们现在读二十节到三十节。
Let's read on verse 20-30.
还是跟上次一样，英文组你们一定要读你们的英文圣经，好不好？
I hope English congregation will also read the English.
中文的弟兄姊妹读中文的。
And the Chinese congregation will read Chinese.
我们一起来读。
Let's read together.
照着我所切慕所盼望的，没有一事叫我羞愧，只要凡事放胆，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大。因我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。但我在肉身活着，若成就我功夫的果子，我就不知道该挑选什么。我正在两难之间，情愿离世与基督同在，因为这是好的无比的。然而我在肉身活着，为你们更是要紧的。我既然这样深信，人要住在世间，且与你们众人同住，使你们在所信的道上又长进又喜乐，叫你们在基督耶稣里的欢乐，因我再到你们那里去，就越发加增。只要你们行事为人与基督的福音相称，叫我或来见你们，或不在你们那里，可以听见你们的景况，知道你们同有一个心志，站立得稳，为所信的福音齐心努力，凡事不怕敌人的惊吓。这是证明他们沉沦，你们得救都是出于神，因为你们蒙恩，不但得以信服基督，并要为他受苦。你们的征战就与你们在我身上从前所看见、现在所听见的一样。好，我们先要再提醒弟兄姊妹，这里所说的福音不光只是叫罪人信耶稣能够得救的福音。
I'd like everyone to be reminded the gospel here is not just the saving faith for non-Christians to become a Christian.
保罗所说的福音永远是全备的福音。
But Paul's gospel is always the all-compassing.
而这个福音完全就是 focus 能够集中在耶稣基督的身上。
And this gospel focuses on this person Jesus Christ.
所以他为我们流出宝血，洗净我们的罪，这是他整个救恩中的一部分。
So he's shedding his precious blood to wash away our sins as only one part of the gospel.
基督所带给我们的福音远远远远超过这些。
But yet the gospel that Jesus Christ has brought us is far beyond that.
他不仅仅让我们能够在神面前因信称义。
Not only that, we are being able to being justified before God.
让我们能够与神和好，享受神的同在。
That we can be reconciled with God and enjoy God's presence.
让我们能够以神为乐，我们整个人就是活在他所有的祝福和恩典里面。
And we can rejoice in God and live in His blessing and His grace.
而更重要的，整个福音就是耶稣自己。
And even more, the entire gospel is Jesus himself.
基督成为我们的生命。
Jesus become our life.
好，这是第一件事情我们要讲的，福音是包罗万有的，是全备的。
So this gospel is all-compassing gospel.
第二个是一个比较 minor 的，就是在27节，只要你们行事为人与基督的福音相称。
Another reminder is at verse 27. It says, let your conduct be worthy of the gospel of Christ.
英文的翻译 NIV多了一句话，他说不论在任何的情况下，你们的行事为人要与基督的福音相称。
In English NIV translation it says no matter in what circumstances let your conduct be worthy of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
好， 我们现在就来到这里，让我们来看看保罗是一个怎样的人，或是他在腓立比告诉我们什么。
So let's see what kind of person Paul is orAt least through this epistle, what is he trying to tell us?
我们知道保罗整个一生就是全然为着耶稣而活着。
We know that entire life Paul was living for Christ.
所以你在腓立比书的每一章里面有很多很宝贵的经文。
So there are actually many precious passages in the entire book of Philippians.
它值得我们把整个腓立比书背下来。
So actually, it's worth it that we can memorize the entire book of Philippians.
但是背不了全部的话，几个精华的经文应该背起来。
If we cannot remember the entire book, at least some precious passages.
再背不起来的话，
even if we cannot remember,
每一章至少有一段最核心的经文，你一定要把它背起来。
But at least, there's a core passage in each chapter that we ought to remember.
请你们相信我，这个经文是改变我们一生的经文。
Please believe me, these passages will change our life.
我们再来读二十节、二十一节。
Let's read verses 21 and 22 again.
就是我们今天背诵的经文啊。
20 and 21.
照着我所切慕、所盼望的，没有一事叫我羞愧，只要凡事放胆，无论是生是死。总叫基督在我身上照常显大，因我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。在这里保罗让我们看到他整个生活的目标就是为了要彰显基督。
Here we see that entire the goal of Paul's life is to magnify and manifest Christ.
他说无论是生无论是死，这两个是极端。
Whether it's by life or by death, these two extreme conditions.
他在我这个人身上只有一件事情。
But there's only one thing in my life.
我要总叫基督在我身上照常显大。
That Christ will be magnified in my body as always.
所以我们刚才读的十二节，他说我所受的是，就是他所遭遇的捆绑，更是叫福音兴旺。
That's why he was able to say in verse 12 that whatever happened to me is actually for the furtherance of the gospel.
换句话说，没有一件事情能够拦阻保罗为着这个目标而活着。
In other words, there is nothing that can hinder Paul from living for this goal.
就是要叫基督照常显大。
That Christ will be magnified.
能够基督能够被彰显出来。
That Christ can be manifested.
所以我说我们教会的使命就是无论个人、家庭和教会。
That is also the mission of our church is whether individuals, family, or our church.
我们都希望能够成为耶稣基督道成肉身的见证人。
That we can become the witnesses of Jesus Christ's incarnation.
弟兄姊妹，这个是我们教会一个很核心的一个使命。
That is one of our core missions.
我为了初信的，为了新来的，为了年轻的，我需要再解释，不是为道成肉身的耶稣做见证，这是很重要的。
I'd like to explain a little bit more for the newcomers or young people. It is not just to testify for Jesus Christ, even though that is very important.
那是我们一般的跟别人传福音介绍耶稣。
That is when we share the gospel, introduce people to Jesus.
成为耶稣道成肉身的见证人，就是我活着乃是基督。
But yet, to become the witness of Jesus' incarnation is actually that we live as Christ.
所以保罗在这里告诉我们，他整个人生的目的就是为了彰显基督。
So Paul is telling us that the goal of his entire life is to manifest Christ.
而这个秘诀乃是在于活基督。
And the secret to this goal is to live out Christ.
我们知道什么样子的生命就过什么样子的生活。
Because our living is determined by our life.
是鸡的生命活出来就像个鸡。
If we have the life of a chicken, then you live the life of a chicken.
你把它丢到水里面，它就淹死了，它不会游泳了。
You throw a chicken into an ocean, it cannot survive.
鸭的生命活出来就像个鸭啊。
But yet a duck with a life of a duck will live like a duck.
你把它丢到水里面，它嘎嘎嘎嘎，它很快乐的。
If you throw a duck into the water, it will be very happy.
你要鸡去活出鸭来很辛苦。
It's very hard or impossible for a chicken to live like a duck.
你要鸭去学鸡，早上起来把人叫醒，我跟你讲，人都睡不着觉的。
And then, if you want a duck to live like a rooster, it would be horrible.
什么样子的生命过什么样子的生活。
So whatever life will dictate the living.
请问我们今天这个样子的生命，怎么可能活出耶稣来？
But today, how can we live out Christ?
耶稣的圣洁，耶稣的公义，耶稣的爱，耶稣的舍己，你说我们哪一个人可以活得出来？
So the holiness, the self-sacrifice, the righteousness, none of us can live such life.
所以不认识耶稣的人以为所有的宗教都是好的，劝人为善。
People who do not know Christ thought every religion is the same. Everyone just wants to do good.
哪里晓得圣经是告诉我们人根本不可能行善，连一个都没有。
But yet the Bible is telling us man cannot do good, not even one.
我们今天能够活出任何的见证，都是因为耶稣是我的生命。
If anyone of us can live a testimony, can have a testimony, it's because Christ is our life.
所以哥罗西书三章四节，基督是我们的生命 ，Christ。Our life is our life.
So Colossians chapter 3 verse 4 it says Christ is our life.
加拉太书二章二十节，现在活着的，请问大家现在活不活着？
So Galatians chapter 2
verse 20. 有没有人现在不是活着的？
Galatians chapter 2 verse 20 it says today I live. So can anyone say that we are living?
Yes. 保罗讲得清清楚楚的，我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督。
But yet Paul says it so clearly that I have been crucified with Christ. Today I live not I but Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹、福音朋友们，今天我们里面如果不珍惜基督是我的生命。
Dear brothers and sisters and gospel friends, if today we do not cherish that Christ is our life,
没有看重这件事，活在这件事情的属灵实际里的话，
if we do not cherish, take seriously and live in this spiritual reality,
我跟你讲，当基督徒很辛苦的。
Then let me tell you, it is very difficult to be a Christian.
想爱世界不敢爱，
because we want to love the world, but we dare not.
里面不安嘛。
Because we don't have peace.
再怎么样去放纵去享受世界，你不安吗？
Because we do not have peace to indulge ourselves in the world.
想要活出理想的基督徒生活，我达不到。
And then we want to live an ideal Christian living, but we cannot attain it.
所以我们掉在空中很辛苦。
Then we are caught in the middle and
上不着天下不着地的。
And that is very painful.
这个叫做不冷不热。
And that is called lukewarm.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们真的巴不得我们都回到神给我们的这么好的救恩里面。
So we hope that we can all come back to this wonderful gospel that God has given us.
保罗说：“我活着就是基督。”
Paul says, "To live is Christ."
这不是他夸张的话。
He's not being exaggerating.
这是他充满了把握、认识真理所说出来的宣告。
Because that is his proclamation, full of assurance because of the knowledge of Christ.
那不光是他的宣告啊。
Not only that, this is his proclamation.
而且根本就是他的见证。
It is also his testimony.
啊，他有太多的地方显明，他不管在怎样的环境里面，他就是叫基督彰显出来。
Too many times we see that Paul was able to manifest. As Christ in whatever circumstances.
你去读以弗读《使徒行传》十四章啊，当他在这个路斯德城医好了一个身来瘸腿的人。
So in Acts chapter 14, we see that after Paul healed a crippled
man. 别人把他跟巴拉巴当神一样来崇拜，拿花圈套在他们身上。
People started to worship Paul and Barnabas as gods and then gave them the wreath.
保罗拒绝他们。
Paul refused.
就在这些人高举他们、崇拜他们的时候
，When these people exalted them and worshipped them.
这些保罗的这些反对福音的人来手使这些百姓，好来耸动这些百姓。
And then people came to entice the crowd.
那些给他挂花圈的人，后来变成拿石头打他的人。
So his enemies came to entice the crowd, and then the crowd turned around and then tried to stone him.
他们以为把他打死了。
So they thought they have stoned him to death.
就把他拖到城外去。
They drag him out of the city.
圣经居然告诉我们，他后来又起来，又再进城去。
But then the scripture tells us that Paul would just get up and then walk back into the city.
我说这个人是花圈压不倒，石头吓不跑的人。
So this person cannot be defeated by either exaltation or stones.
我们很多人可能两个都做不到，或是只能做到其中一个。
A lot of us probably will be defeated by both or one of them.
有人是石头吓不跑，花圈一压倒了。
Some people can sustain the attacks, but not the praises of men.
被别人天天夸，天天捧，这个人就坏掉了。
Maybe people will praise you every day, and then those will cause destruction.
这个人就骄傲了，被神放到一边，再也不能用了。
And this person becomes proud and probably put aside by God and will never be used again.
有人是花圈压不倒，石头一下就吓跑了。
Some people can sustain the praises of men, but not attacks.
但是你发现保罗，不管是花圈，不管是石头淋到他，他照样传主的福音。
But yet Paul was able to sustain and resist all.The praises and even the rocks from men.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们整个人生，神给我们一个最荣耀的托付啊。
So brothers and sisters, God has given us the most glorious commission.
就是把他的儿子耶稣基督赐给我们。
That He has given us His Son Jesus Christ.
而叫我们在任何的处境里面把他给活出来。
So that we can live Him out and manifest Him in whatever circumstances we are in.
就像星期五我在小组交通的，我说一个年长的弟兄讲，他说灯泡。电灯泡被照。
Last Friday night at a small group, I shared with brothers and sisters that the purpose that the light bulb was created.
这个照灯泡的人带着一个目的来照它。
The creator of a light bulb had a purpose.
他希望能够承装电流，能够发光。能够把光明带给人，把黑暗赶逐出去。
Because he wants this light bulb was able to, through electricity, give out light to drive out darkness.
同样的，今天在座的每一个人，你和我，我们被神创造，神也带着一个荣耀的目的。
Likewise, today, every one of us, you and me, we were created by God for a glorious purpose.
叫我这个人成为盛装神的器皿。
So that I will become a vessel for God.
让我能够把神的生命、神的荣耀给活出来。
So that I can live out the glory and life of God.
明光照耀，将生命之道表明出来。
That the life will illuminate and show forth the word of life.
弟兄姊妹，这是整个圣经的核心。
And this is the core value, the core in the Bible.
这是整个保罗在这里他的书信里面告诉我们的，甚至在腓立比书这一段告诉我们的。
This is the core message of Paul, especially in this book of Philippians.
他说：“我活着就是基督。”
Paul says, "To live for me, to live is Christ."
无论是生，无论是死，要叫基督在我身上照常显大。
Whether by life or by death, Christ will be magnified in my body.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们不认识这个的话
，If we do not know this,
其实我们都是基督徒的门，基督教的门外汉。我们没有碰到核心的东西。
Then we have not touched the core value of Christianity.
然后那是一件非常可惜的事情，也是仇敌一直要来破坏的事情。
And that would be very pitiful, and that is also the work of the enemy.
那神就借着每一个环境在这里显明、显明、显明。
But yet God is trying to expose us and try to reveal to us through circumstances.
所以我们会常常被带到很多的失败、很多的 frustration 哈、很多的软弱、跌倒的里面。
Then God, we will be led to failures, frustrations, and weaknesses.
你要知道，神一点都没有兴趣把我们的脏东西挖出来看。
Do you know that God is not very God is not interested at all to dig out all the filth within our life.
我们还没有生，他就已经知道我们这个人。
Before we were even born, he already knew our condition.
我们从里到外多坏，很多时候连自己都不认识。
Sometimes we are not even aware how corrupted we are.
神早就知道。
But God already knew.
神没有兴趣挖出来来骂我们。
And he's not interested to dig out all the filth to rebuke us.
神为什么要容许我们碰到困境，碰到自己不行，是为了让我们认识自己。
But why would God allow us to come to the ends of our wits so that we will know about ourselves.
除非我真正从心里面认识自己的败坏和无能。
Unless we truly know from our hearts our corruption and our weakness.
我们不可能真正的谦卑的来依靠圣灵来接受基督做生命的。
It would be impossible for us to come humbly, accept a Holy Spirit and live by it.
我在说哈。除非我们真正真正的认识自己的败坏。
Let me repeat again, unless we truly know from our heart our weaknesses and our corruption.
不然我们不容易那样子的降卑，真实的来依靠圣灵。
Otherwise, we will never humbly come before God and rely on the Holy Spirit.
不要再埋怨周围的人事物了。
Let's stop blaming on people and things around us.
他们不是我们的 troublemaker.
They are not our troublemaker.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，谢谢你的收听，也期待你能将活在耶稣里福音事工的网址告诉你的亲朋好友，邀请他们来收听这个节目。愿神祝福你的新生命。